went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagold.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. I know everyone's busy out there getting ready for Thanksgiving if you're in the United States, if you're listening in Canada, which we may have a number of people listening in Canada tonight with our special guest, but we had their Thanksgiving already. But ours is coming up on Thursday, and I know I cooked 20 quarts of sauce on Sunday and 10 pounds of meat with 75 homemade manicotti. And I'm already...
I'm coming over to your house.
That's what everybody says when I tell them that. We're going to have a house full of people. We already got 25 coming.
I can eat outside in the garage. I tell you, you've got a big garage.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You can put a table over there.
I may join you out there. There might not be enough room for me.
No, you got to serve the food. That's what you have to do.
That's right. Well,
or you got people coming in to serve the food for you.
No. I got to do
that. I could rent you the community center, you know, so you could have all the people over there.
Oh, boy.
And then you could invite a little bit.
Joe, you're always selling. Anyway, besides Thanksgiving, there's a lot of soccer coming up this week. Some very important matches. Of course, the MLS semifinals are this coming Sunday. UEFA Champions League is tomorrow on Wednesday. Some big European matches coming up on the weekend as well. Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will talk about all of that with Joe and I this evening. And our special guests, we're happy to welcome back one of the newest members of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame. He was just inducted a couple weeks ago. He is assistant coach of the Columbus Crew and Rhinos Hall of Famer, Pat Onstad. He'll be coming up in our second segment tonight. And we'll have a big announcement about our show in just a moment. But as you already heard Joe talking, when I talk about pasta, obviously Joe's got to chime in. But Joe Sirianni, our host, is here as well. And boy, Joe, I tell you, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. How about that?
You know, it's a family kind of thing, and certainly I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. All the family, I want to wish your family a happy Thanksgiving. All those people that come to savor the turkey and your good cooking, and I wish I was there. But in any event, you know, we talk about soccer, and, you know, I got to tell you, Andrew, that the soccer is conducive to eating because as I remember, in the old days, we used to make sure that the athletes, the players, they ate well. I was in charge of ordering the food, and, you know, if the steak was a little bit on the rare side, I had to send it back, and if it was overcooked, we had to get a new steak. Soccer players were kind of hard to please, but now, in this day, I happened to go one day. I was an invitee to see the Rhinos locker room over there. My God, how things have changed. They have fruit, they have this, they have that. At that time, I used to go buy oranges and cut them in spices, and that's it. And then we used to give Gatorade. And there was and gum. Besides that, now nobody can chew gum anymore.
That's right. But you are that's old school. I'll tell you, Joe is old school. If you don't know, Joe Sirianni was the former trainer of the North American Soccer League Rochester Lancers. By the way, I think was it 1, 2, 3, 4. Four members of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame played for the Rochester Lancers: Dick Howard, Bronco Sagota, Jack Brandt, and the late Mike Stanovich.
Exactly.
So we'll talk about that tonight with Pat Onstad. We mentioned we have a special announcement about our show, and we're very, very grateful to a gentleman who has been a sponsor of our show for a number of years now. He is Dr. David Olivo. I've been going to that practice, as I've said many times, since I was 2 years old when it was originally Dr. Robert Barnes, who has since passed away. And he is the third dentist in that practice. The second one also passed away. But Dr. Barnes' daughter still runs the office after all these years. And Joe, I got Joe to go to Dr. Olivo as well, and he did a lot of work on you.
Let me tell you one thing. I had this episode when I went to Florida that I lost one of my tooth. So I went to a dentist in Florida, and they told me they could not do anything about it. So basically, I hurried back to come and see Dr. Olivo. As a matter of fact, I called him when I was in Florida. And he says, when you come back, I'll take care of you. So I went, as soon as I came back, I went to his practice. Man, that guy is just like got magic in his hands. And they got these big glasses that they wear, you know, just to make sure that they look good, that they see what they... And I'm so pleased. And I would recommend Dr. Olivo to my best friend or even to my worst enemy. But I don't have none. So anyway,
Everybody loves you, Joe. If you are in
search of a dentist, Dr. Olivo is the guy.
And he's got some new equipment he was talking to me about when I was over to see him. Some brand new equipment coming in that's going to help him even further with dental, from special dental diagnoses. And so he keeps up to everything, and we highly recommend him. And the reason we're talking about Dr. Olivo is Dr. Olivo has agreed to be our new title sponsor for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So starting, you heard in the bumpers, starting on next week's show potentially, as soon as they get re-recorded. But we want to thank Dr. Olivo for agreeing to sponsor, to be the title sponsor for our show. And, you know, it's a big investment, so we thanks to him. He'll be on our show next week to talk a little bit more. He's a soccer guy, played childhood little guy soccer with Ed Morante, of course, the man himself who started Child Little Guy Soccer. He sponsors himself, many youth soccer teams, so he's been involved with the sport. And he's a faithful listener to WYSL Radio as well. He doesn't listen just to our show. He listens to all the different shows on the station.
That's fine. And when you go to his office, it's got this pleasant music that relaxes you. And then you got the staff. And his staff is superb. You know, the hygienist, that's great. His assistant is even better because, you know, she pacifies you. And she, in my case, I say, can you hold my hand, please? And she does. So anyway, just Dr. Olivo is the place to go when you have to have dental care. So
it's 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates, just off 390.
Free parking besides that.
Oh, yeah. Free parking. 328-3382 is the number to call, or davidolivodmd.com. So we also have a couple of news items we want to pass along before we go to our first break, and a number of them are based on the women's game. One of our favorite players, Angela Salem, has been traded from the Washington Spirit to the Boston Breakers. So she'll be playing in Boston alongside Whitney Engen. Now, Whitney Engen was traded from the Flash to Chicago. Today, she was traded from Chicago to Boston.
And why is that?
I don't know. Ask the coach. Allison Nayer, who's the U.S. national team keeper, is going to Chicago. So they've got a new keeper. They have a coach. The new coach in Boston is used to coach Liverpool. That's where Whitney Engen played in England.
So that's a plus for her.
Certainly is. So we'll be seeing Whitney Engen and Angela Salem with the Boston Breakers this year when the Flash play at Salem Stadium. Get your Flash tickets by calling 454-KICK, the Rhino's office. You get your Rhino's tickets as well. Great Christmas presents. And I'll go to WNYFlash.com. And another note that, unfortunately, some bad news for another former Flash player, one of my favorite players. I call her the Beast, Sam Kerr, because she is a beast. She is one of the toughest players I have ever seen. When you saw her play in the World Cup, she would get knocked down. She would get up, but unfortunately, she got knocked down again in a match that she was playing for the Perth Glory in Australia. She had a ruptured ligament in her left foot. She's going to be out for 3 months, so she's going to be potentially not making the Olympic qualifying tournament for Asia, which is coming up in March. So that's a big loss for Australia and a big loss for the Perth Glory. She was there was a break. There was an injury taking place there. So again, any time, Joe, you know that that's a very serious injury.
The ligament, a serious injury that takes a long time to recover, you know, and let it rest. So you really got to be able to, probably depending, you know, it's got to be on a cast so the ligament have a chance to heal. And so it's pretty sad, but I'm sure that she's going to be able to recover. She's a very determined woman, and she's a tough, just like you said, a tough athlete.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a lot of changes in the NWSL this coming season, with a lot of new players going to different teams, and of course the brand new Orlando Pride, the new team that where Alex Morgan's going to be playing, and the team that's based from the same facility and is owned by Orlando City FC from Major League Soccer. So a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of great soccer things happening in this country.
I'm waiting for, you know, the Rhinos to make the Rhino and the Flash to get together and make one unanimous decision to become partners in all sense of the world, because, you know, in every sense of the words, because I think that together they could really build an organization that is equal to an MLS franchise.
Well, hopefully that will be coming. I mean, of course, the Rhinos were the best team in the USL this year, just lost one game in 34. That's an incredible record. I mean, that's the envy of practically any team that's ever played in the United States. I mean, there's never an NASL team who lost just one game in a season. The last team to go undefeated was a team in the American Soccer League, the Rhode Island Oceaneers, back in the early 80s, but they only played half the number of games the Rhinos do. They didn't play against North American Soccer League teams either. So
no, they didn't play against the talent that exists today in the soccer. In the soccer teams, I mean, better athletes. And I don't know if they're better athletes, but you know, they're younger.
That's right.
We dealt with, you know, in my day, we dealt with players that were already established as great soccer players. They took care of themselves. They knew what to expect. They knew what to do, and in many cases, you know, they excelled in everything that they did. So. The newer athletes, they need to, you know, they need to prove themselves in a sense. So, I believe that that's the right decision that they make right now.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of the new members of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, multiple-time champion goalkeeper with the Rhinos, and, of course, in Major League Soccer as well, the assistant coach of the Columbus Crew, Pat Onstad, will be joining us next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Carly Lloyd, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
I'm so happy.
Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore! Yours.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The USL regular season and playoff champion Rochester Rhinos would like to extend their thanks to all of you for supporting the team during the historic 20th anniversary season. Don't miss out on all the exciting action next year as the Rhinos look to repeat as champions. Rhinos season tickets and flex packs for 2016 are now on sale by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back at Salem Stadium to begin in defense of their USL title next spring.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja-cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Again, we want to thank Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, for being the new title sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And one gentleman who's joining us now, Joe, a great friend of our show, and certainly got the accolades he deserved from Canadian
great
soccer.
Goalkeeper. And I can assure that Decauer will attest to it, not only us, but also Decauer, because he understands, you know, the goalkeeper, Sevi, and he understands the hard work the goalkeepers really got to go through, much more than players, in order to keep themselves in shape.
And we're very happy to be joined now by one of the newest members of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, former Rhino, great player, champion, goalkeeper of the year, Hall of Famer, and now he's assistant coach of the Columbus Crew, Pat Onstad. Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos season tickets are available for next year as the Rhinos look to defend their USL championship. Number to call is 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Pat, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on being inducted into the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame. It was long, long deserved, and we're very, very proud of you.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. You know, it was a pretty nice honor, I have to admit, but I think the running joke is he played as long as I did. You got to get put in some sort of institution, so thankfully it was a Hall of Fame.
Well, actually, you joined a great group of people with Dick Howard, that he was also inducted in the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame.
And Jack Brandt.
And Jack Brandt and
Bronco Sagoda, yeah. Mike Stanovich, all yeah. Former Rochester Lancers. And Joe, you know them very well.
Yeah, a lot of Canadian ties up in Rochester, and it's, you know, pretty big honor. And Dick was a guy I looked up to and kind of mentored me when I was younger. So, you know, I'm pretty fortunate to be in the same hall as a guy like him.
Well, you know, Pat, every time we talk about goalkeepers, I always say that the goalkeepers, they work the hardest and the hardest working member of a team, because I remember you were with Pancho, I think it was, and Pancho used to put all the drills that made you sweat and made you hurt. And the goalkeepers, they really, it's a breed of their own, because you really have to know how to fall, how to catch the ball, and all that kind of stuff. Tell us a little bit about your experience, you know, that you had in Rochester, with you know, not only the good things that you did, but with the people you associated with, Pancho and Frank.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, too, because I think, you know, for me, I think a big step in my career, I'd retired actually in 1995. I'd already played 7 months when I started playing professional. I retired in 95 full-time. If some people know that story. But then in 98, I was fortunate. Pat Earthley took a chance on me coming out of Toronto and pulled me down. And I think what, for me, really kind of was where I changed my mindset and really learned how to become a pro was training with a guy like Billy Andrecki, who was, you know, in phenomenal shape, worked very hard on the training field, and, you know, he knew I was going to be pushed day in, day out. And I think he was a big reason, you know, he's one of many reasons, but certainly was a big reason for me to realize that, you know, to get to the next level, you had to push yourself hard. And the fact that I played with a guy with that ability and his drive, I think really helped me push me on, to fortunately what ended up being a pretty long and pretty successful career.
Certainly, and Billy Andrecki and Scott Fallow and yourself, all members of the Rhinos Hall of Fame. And it seems like in Rochester, we just breed great goalkeepers. We were talking about that with Tim Melia, won the MLS Comeback Player of the Year Award this year, former Rhinos keeper. John McCarthy started for Philadelphia Union, did a great job in the U.S. Open Cup. Christian Nisch, former Rhino, played in the Champions League final for Montreal Impact. It just seems like Rochester just is a breeding ground for great professional goalkeepers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's in the water or what, but it's true, you know. And then, you know, you didn't even mention Scott Ballow, that, you know, went up and played with Colorado for a year and also had a very successful stint there in Rochester. So, yeah, there's been a lot of pretty successful goalkeepers that have come out of there. I think a lot of that just, you know, helps is the fact that the style of play that, you know, Pat Erkley has, the style of play that Bob Lilly has, where they're, you know, defense-minded and very organized in the back, I think allows a goalkeeper to know that they can grow in the game and they can make mistakes because the team's going to bail them out. When you have that kind of confidence in your back four and the organization that those coaches put into play, I think it makes a big difference and makes it pretty easy to play goalkeeper for that organization.
What's the hardest thing that a goalkeeper has to do besides keeping shape?
I'm sorry, I have a tough time hearing you. I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, no. What's the hardest thing that a goalkeeper has to do besides, besides keeping in shape?
Yeah, I mean, keeping in shape. I mean, that got harder and harder as I got older and older. But I think the hardest thing is just making decisions, you know, when do you come off your line, when do you stay back, you know, and learning to use strikers and tendencies of really plays that you've seen over and over. I mean, I always said for me, you know, I played until I was 43, but, you know, when I finally started understanding the game at 41, you know, 42, when I started figuring things out, unfortunately, my body had quit on me. So it'd be nice if I could have had the brain and the certainly the mental state when I was in my 20s, but you know that's why we still play the game, and that's why the young players are energetic and sometimes not very wise, and the older guys are pretty wise and not so energetic.
Okay. A lot of great goalkeepers have played into their 40s, like, you know, Dino Zoff and Peter Shilton and Neville Southalls, and just to name a few. Obviously, you're in that category as well. But we don't forget Shep Messing, another great goalkeeper, came out of Rochester, pretty famous guy, but. Pat, one of the things I want to mention to you, and I know Dick Howard has been following the Canadian national team. They've gone off a great start in World Cup qualifying, beating Honduras and playing to a draw in their second match.
What do you think about their chances of maybe getting into the World Cup in 3 years?
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, I think for the biggest, the first step is to get out of their group and get into the hexagonal. I think that would be a big step for the Canadian Soccer Association. I think the new manager, Benito Floro, has done a great job getting the team organized defensively. They're a tough team to break down now, and I think that's going to be key going forward. You know, they haven't given up a goal in the first two games. Goal scoring, obviously, for Canada, unfortunately, still a bit of a concern, but the group, I spoke with Carl Umet, who's now with New York Red Bull, but he'll play a bit of a role with the Canadian team. And he said the spirits are great. You know, the guys, if anything, are a little disappointed they didn't get 3 points out of El Salvador. So they're off to a great start, 4 points in two games. So I think, now it's going to be difficult to play Mexico home and away, but if they can get something out of those two games, then they'll be really in the driver's seat.
Well, we'll certainly be rooting for Canada against Mexico in those two matches. That's for sure, Joe.
Well, actually, looking back on Canadian soccer, have bred a lot of good soccer players. I mean, just I remember from the beginning that we used to import soccer players like George Pioti, you know, Alan Harvey, and all those kind of guys. That they seem strange names right now, but those were the players that really know how to play the game. And I remember the Portuguese club over there, and the Serbian and the
White
Croatian,
Eagles, yep.
unbelievable players that we faced in the old days, and the goalkeepers were always the key to those games, my head is off to the Canadian national team and the Canadian soccer, because they do a lot of good things for soccer.
Yeah, I agree. I think the one nice thing that Canada has going for it now, too, is the academy through the three MLS teams and the NASL team, well, two NASL teams in Ottawa and Edmonton. I think those programs start developing more and more Canadian players, and, you know, Canada has a chance to keep progressing and moving forward in the region. So I think, it's very important that Canadian players have something to look forward to. You know, Major League Soccer obviously is one, but as we all know, and I know firsthand, that USL is a great stepping stone. You know, it's a great spot for these guys to aspire to, and hopefully they go on to bigger and better things from after that. But for me, really, the turning point of my career was Rochester, and it was a big step for me, and a place that I always remember, and I love playing. I love playing there.
Well, Pat, one thing I want to mention, that a lot of the records that 98 team held, that you were a big part of, they were equaled by this 2015 team. Number of shutouts and the goals against average of Brandon Miller was equal to what you set in 1998. I don't know if you had a chance to see much of the Rhinos this year with your work with Columbus, but what did you think about this year's Rhinos team?
Yeah, I mean, I was following a little bit, and I know Bob Lilly for very well from back in the days in the A-League and whatnot, and I know he's an excellent coach, so when they hired him, I knew they'd have a chance to be very organized and be successful. You know, you never know you never know if you're going to win championships, but, give all the credit to Bob and Pat for, putting a good team on the field. But I think, yeah, from my perspective, I think the USL now is a much better league. Soccer in the United States is so much farther ahead than it was when, I played in 98 in Rochester. So it's, this group this year that equaled that in 98 is so much more impressive. I mean, I remember games in 98 where I touched the ball twice in the game. So I don't think that happens anymore in USL. So hats off to this group here. I think they're deserving champions.
I remember those games, too. You never even got a chance to see much action. There was a couple of games for the Rhinos this year, though. The teams didn't get a shot till maybe the last 10 minutes of the match when they had to press forward. So it was almost a throwback to those great Rhinos teams of the past. And we're looking forward to hopefully repeating next year. But, Pat, I know you've got a lot of bit going on this week, so we wish you the best of luck for the big match coming up this coming Sunday at Red Bull Arena, and we'll be talking to you hopefully again in the future, and we'll be able to reminisce a little bit more about your days with the Rhinos and those great teams back in the day.
Well, I appreciate the call, guys. It's a pleasure coming on anytime.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Pat Onstad here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we're very proud of Pat. And by the way, we mentioned Bob Lilly. Before we go to break, we should mention real quick that Bob Lilly was signed for a new three-year deal for the Rhinos as the head coach. So we're very happy that Bob Lilly is going to be with us here in Rochester for a number of years going forward, and we'll get a chance to talk to him hopefully in the near future about the new contract and what's coming up with the Rhinos for getting ready for the 2016 season. Again, 454-KICK to get your Rhino season tickets. Early Christmas present for those great soccer fans in Rochester. When we come back, we'll have another Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero Dick Howard. We'll talk international soccer next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, L.A., Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our new title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. 328-3382 is the number to call, or go to his interactive website at davidolivodmd.com. And I have to say this, my cousin, Buddy Bedinsky, has been waiting to talk about us to talk about English soccer because he's a huge Everton supporter, just like Dick Howard is. So, Dick, we're going to talk about English soccer first tonight, okay?
What was the name?
Buddy Bedinsky.
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 Oh, Battisti.
Badinsky, my wife's maiden name.
Oh, that's not an Italian name.
She's half Italian.
Okay.
On the mother's side.
Okay.
Anyway, Dick, how are you tonight?
Great. It's great you were able to get Pat Onstad on the show, one of the classiest guys in the game, and having a super season, isn't he?
He said the same thing about you.
No, it's great, you know, when you see people that have given so much to the game as a player now making a valid contribution, you know, on the bench. So certainly wish them all the best in the upcoming games. But, lots of things happening in the world of soccer, not the least being the performance of a team called Leicester City.
Do you believe, whoever would have thought at this point in the season, I can't believe that this is not getting more news in the world of soccer. You're seeing it, rightly so, Barcelona's thrashing of Real Madrid, which we'll talk about in a little bit. but the news in England has mostly been about Chelsea's fall from grace and Manchester City and Manchester United. But Mr. Ranieri, the Italian coach, has led Leicester City, who has never won the top flight in England in their entire history. They're at the top of the table right now, and the amazingly enough, it's a 1-2 battle this Saturday, live on NBC national television, Leicester City against Manchester United from Leicester. And boy, what an opportunity for this team.
It's great for the game, guys, because Leicester City were almost relegated last year, went on a remarkable run under Nigel Pearson, who since left the club. And as you say, the Tinkerman's taken over, Claudio Ranieri, and the Foxes are making everybody afraid of them this year. But it was interesting seeing an interview with Kasper Schmeichel, who's been so strong between the posts for him, you know, following on from his famous father. And he said that one of the key things with Claudio Ranieri is he's able to communicate with the players. He speaks Spanish, French, Italian, English. And also, if he gets a shutout, the players get a pizza. You know, what could be better than that? But no, I think it's been a remarkable display. And will it last? We will have to wait and see. But certainly Jamie Vardy scoring the goals, getting capped by England. And Riyad Mahrez, the Algerian player, has also been very effective for them. But they just work hard as a team. And when you talk about teams, you couldn't certainly say that that was the case with regard to Real Madrid at the weekend, wasn't it? What a disastrous performance!
It was awful. But that night, we'll talk about that in a second. But another disastrous performance was Manchester City getting pummeled at home by Liverpool. I'm sure that made you happy, Dick, Liverpool being your second team. But I don't think anyone expected that.
No, it was remarkable. Actually, the first 30 minutes, you know, with the pressing of Liverpool just creating all kinds of problems and Manchester City making some really bad mistakes. Even Joe Hart looked nervous, you know, especially that the third goal could indirectly be attributed to him. But it's certainly been a remarkable turnaround for Liverpool Football Club. And it's always a great rivalry with Liverpool and Manchester, you know, just separated by a motorway. Very close to one another, and there's always a big rivalry in England when the two clubs play each other, as well as Manchester United and Everton involved.
That's right, and Everton did very well. They're up in seventh place right now, and so it's going to be an interesting next couple of months in England. But again, the big match this weekend is, again, it's live on NBC, so the world or the entire country can see Leicester City, probably for the first time ever for many people, against Manchester United, who stand second in the table.
Yeah, and it's a nice little stadium as well, the King Power Stadium, so it'll be a fabulous atmosphere.
Yep. Well, you mentioned about the other surprise result. Real Madrid 0, Barcelona 4, and Barcelona without Lionel Messi in a starting role. That was, again, totally unexpected. And even with the position that Real's in right now, Rafa Benitez is in big trouble. And you don't lose to Barcelona 4-0 at home and not have repercussions.
Well, they said that this job is safe.
Sure it is.
And you always have to watch it, don't you? He's had the backing of club president Florentino Perez, and that's always sort of a kiss of death sometimes with managers leaving clubs when they get the endorsement by somebody high up at the club. But he's under pressure. I think he will stay on. Rafa Benitez is a good coach. It's just on the day, they just did not perform as a team, and you have to give full credit to Bartra from the goal right the way up to the the guys putting the balls in the back of the net to Iniesta in midfield. They were totally dominant in all areas of the field, and certainly a bit of a shock for many fans, because you expect in El Clásico to be a lot closer contest.
Well, the same thing happened to him when he was with Naples. For some reason, he went with a lot of expectation, and he ended up losing his job over there in Naples, too. So.
Well, Barcelona has, speaking of Italy, Barcelona has got a big match in the Champions League against Roma, certainly a team that should give Barcelona a little bit of trouble, you'd think, but who knows? I mean, Barcelona's at home at the Camp Nou, and Joe, I don't know.
I think that the way Roma's playing right now, and I don't think they're going to have too much.
The interesting one, Joe, is going to be Juve against Manchester City.
I know. And this should be a great game, too. My only concern is that so many players are injured with Juventus that, even though they got a roster of about 25 players, 25, 30 players, I think that the key players are all injured.
Yeah, it's always a factor, isn't it? But they did well in the game against Milan. It's great to see the exchange of jerseys with the two Gianluigis at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Donnarumma, the Milan young Milan goalkeeper, and the great Gianluigi Buffon. And it's great to see that. And certainly this young man has captured everybody's imagination, hasn't he, Joe? What a fabulous...
Unbelievable.
For such a young man, performances in between the posts.
He's going to be the new national team player for sure, goalkeeper. But let me ask you this, because tonight we talked to great people that occupy the position between the posts, you and
Pat Anstead.
I mean, you guys are unbelievable. I mean, look at you. You got a fabulous job. Pat's got a fabulous job. Jack Brent did very well. Goalkeepers are very, very intelligent people. I mean, not only on the field.
I was a goalkeeper too. But I didn't do very well, though.
but it's interesting, actually, when you talk about goalkeepers, goaltenders in hockey, and the number that get into analysis, because Craig Forrest does a superb job here in Canada, with regards to Sportsnet. And there's lots of other goalkeepers that Paul Dolan is an outstanding analyst. There's lots of goalkeepers that become analysts. And I know Shep Messing does a fabulous job also with Red Bull. Because of the fact we spend every game watching the other 21 players on the field, we probably get very much involved in the game.
And you're able to read the game very
well.
Yeah,
we can. You can sort of read the game and...
And the players.
I just find it interesting because the same thing happens in hockey. You find a lot of hockey goaltenders sort of becoming very good analysts.
Certainly. And we want to mention real quick that the key matchups or the television games on the week for the Champions League, as everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving. A lot of people are off this week. Barcelona-Roma is on Fox Sports 2 tomorrow at 2:45. The Fox Sports 1 game is Arsenal against Dinamo Zagreb. Arsenal losing on the weekend as well. Chelsea's playing on Tuesday as well.
They're bouncing back, Andrew. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. They better get a result.
They'll get a few goals against Maccabi, and then they're on a roll then.
Yeah, no, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm still a little scared. But the other matches coming up on Wednesday, there'll be three matches, actually, because CSKA Moscow and Wolfsburg will start at noon. Then at the 2:45 match, you've got Manchester United against PSV Eindhoven on Fox Sports 1, and Fox Sports 2 has Juventus against Manchester City. So that's the matches coming up in the holiday week. And Dick, before we let you go real quick, Sebastian Giovinco won MLS Newcomer of the Year. Really no surprise considering the season he had, but he certainly is a target of Italian. I know they want to bring him back to Italy now because of the great success he had.
No, well-deserved award. He's had a tremendous season and really energized everybody who's gone down to BMO Field to watch the games. So big things hoping for next year and hopefully getting a little bit further in the playoffs. But let's hope that we have a good finish to the MLS season. I know Mike's going to fill you all in about that very shortly.
That's right.
Dick, just the conclusion is this, with Giovinco's success, that in order to be a good player, in order to play, you have to play every game in order to be able to, you can't sit at the bench and become a great player. You have to play the game on the field, to excel and become a great player. And the thing in Italy with Juventus is was sitting at the bench.
Well, there you go. Dick, thank you so much. And we will talk to you again the next Monday night, and have a great week.
I know it's
not Thanksgiving in Canada.
It's coming up, I believe, this week.
Yeah, well, we're all going over Andrew's house.
Okay, guys. Enjoy yourselves. Bye.
Thanks
for now.
Dick. Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Howard here. Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick in the International Report every week on our show. As you can hear, the U.S. Soccer Report, which we'll have next with Michael Lewis. We'll talk about the two surprising results in the MLS playoffs yesterday and also news on the U.S. Women's National Team. That's next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer as a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season ticket packages for the 2016 Flash are now on sale, which include 4 free buddy tickets and a 2016 Flash team scarf. Season tickets are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, call 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just as special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy and point out lots of ways to save. Like if you have a newer roof, it could help lower your rate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today. Coverage, discounts, and features are subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Joe's singing away here to Mr. Sinatra. Our U.S. Soccer Report, Michael Lewis, brought to you by Claridge Design Center, located in Charlie Paul Plaza. 889-5800 is the number to call, or go to ClaridgeDesignCenter.com. Center spelled the English way, C-E-N-T-R-E. And, of course, Bernie Iacovangelo and his family also own Claridge Design Center, as they do Faber Homes. So.
And we want to wish them all a happy Thanksgiving. I hope Bernie doesn't eat too much because he lost a lot of weight and looks great now.
And all of our sponsors, all of you, wish you a happy Thanksgiving as well. Exactly. As well to you, Michael. How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Before I forget, some interesting games yesterday, yes?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you had to be in shock at the start of that Columbus Crew. You're thinking, oh, here's the kickoff. I'll take a couple minutes, get settled into the game. Before you know it, Justin Merrim puts the ball in the back of the net 10 seconds into the game, and Columbus is up 1-0 on the Red Bulls. It was a stunning, shocking result.
Yeah, Columbus caught the Red Bulls napping. I mean, usually you'll see goals at the end of the game where players are tired, that they might not have the same step or the same mental toughness in the 90th minute. But, man, off the opening kickoff, you know, a lesson learned, mostly by the Red Bulls, but for everyone who plays soccer, it is a 90-minute game, or if you had stoppage time, 95 minutes or so. You can't keep your mind off the ball. Simple as that. It's a devastating goal that they gave up. I'm trying to figure out what goal was worse. That was pretty bad, but giving up a goal so late in the match to fall 2 goals behind is, I would say, let's say, just as bad, because now they have to play just about a perfect game on Sunday. They're going to have to win 2-0 just to even up the score, and they cannot give up a goal. So a lot of pressure on the Red Bulls, a ton of pressure on them.
I ask one quick question, Mike, before Joe's got a question too, but for clarification, I know in CONCACAF, if a game goes to extra time, a series like this, the extra time, the away goal rule does not apply in extra time. It only applies in the first 90 minutes. Do you know if that's the case in the MLS playoffs?
I believe that is the case. I'm saying I believe. I'm qualifying it. I have to admit I have not looked up that rule yet, but I definitely will before, probably after I get off the broadcast.
Yeah, because it could end 2-0 to the Red Bulls, and then obviously if that rule was in effect, and I remember this from CONCACAF Champions League, Puerto Rico Islanders in a situation where they scored an away goal in extra time, but they said it didn't count double because it was an extra time. So I know that's not the case in Europe, but you know, it might be different in CONCACAF. So, Joe,
I think they consider, at least CONCACAF does, extra time a new game in a way. You know what I mean? Because it's to decide the series, so it's a new, whatever you want to call it, game, mini game,
mini
series.
Game.
But I'll definitely have to take a look on that. But interesting idea. Huh?
How about that? Go ahead, Joe.
No. Based upon what you said before, Mike, about the the goals were scored within a few seconds of the game. You learn not to pass the ball back. You always do the attack and never bring the ball back because anything can happen. So that's lesson learned.
You know, I think that collectively we probably have over 100 years worth of soccer together. I don't know if I've ever seen that in a playoff game before. And, we're talking like 100 years, a century of soccer between us. I don't know if any of us have until yesterday. So every time you think you've seen something, an incredible thing happens and you just shake your head and go on.
And I've seen quick goals before. I remember Brian Robson scored a goal like 18 seconds into a World Cup match for England against France back in, I think it was 82, but mm-hmm. I've never seen a goal that quick. That was a stunner. And giving the Red Bulls credit, they peppered the Columbus net. They really tried to get that equalizer, especially in the last part of the match. But again, you mentioned that second goal that Kay Kamara scored, and boy, what a season he's had. That, just like in the other series, the late goal may be the difference. And, boy, that Portland really has put FC Dallas on the ropes with a 3-1 win. But Dallas did get that away goal, so there's a possibility of a comeback there. But that was what a match that was, too. They're two great matches in the semifinals.
Definitely.
So
that's a big difference, though. They have an away goal. And so let's say Dallas does win 2-0, they actually win 4-3. They win the series 4-3, right? Or whatever. They win the series, right? Yeah, right.
Right. They win the series on the away goal rule.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that is a big deal. That's why when you're playing on the road, the higher the tie for you, the better. I mean, if you wind up playing a 3-3 draw, the other team has to be sweating a bit. But saying all that, though, when you're two goals down, regardless, that's, that's not an easy task for them to come back on. Think of it this way. Both regular season conference champions lost by two goals on the road. And, if anything, these MLS playoff series have been up until now, it's been either ties or one-goal games. So two-goal games is sort of like a new country that we've entered, at least for 2015.
Well, the two top teams are going to have to prove their mettle if they're going to make the championship. And I'm just looking – I'll get to you, Joyce.
No.
I'm just looking at the MLS final standings. Both Columbus and Portland ended with 53 points. So, Michael, do you know who would host the final if Columbus and Portland get through?
It would be Columbus. Portland is the last team on the totem pole. So, in as much as I would have loved to have gone to Portland and visited Powell's Books, one of the great bookstores in the world, maybe one of the maybe the greatest in the United States, it would be Columbus. So obviously from a financial standpoint, I would prefer to have the Red Bull. That would cut down the expenses, but they would have to really pull off something pretty close to a miracle. I'm almost resigned to the fact that it's going to be in Columbus or in Dallas, meaning MLS Cup.
Don't give up. You never know what happens. I mean, the Red Bulls have had a great home record, 12 wins, 3 losses, 2 draws. A 2-goal victory is certainly not out of the question, but like you said, they've got to pitch a shutout. The Orioles, Robles, and the defense is going to have to be at the top of their game. Joe?
Just changing gears a little bit. I want to Michael Peterson, the future of Klinsmann, you know, the men's coach, you know, Klinsmann. What do you think is going to happen to him? Is he going to get fired? Mike, did you hear my question?
I think we might have lost Michael, but of course, the U.S. men did tie in Trinidad 0-0. Fair result for both teams. That puts them in good position. And the U.S. did announce that Guatemala U.S. match is going to be in Columbus, which is always a good place for the United States national team. And that'll be coming up in late March. And so get your tickets for that one. Go to ussoccer.com. And also want to mention, well, we hope we get Michael back here, the U.S. women's national team will play in Honolulu on Sunday. Boy, what a
place to be.
What a place to be. Actually, it's been raining there lately. I keep track of the Honolulu weather because we want to go back there someday. Yeah. But they play at Aloha Stadium, the first time the U.S. national team, any U.S. national team has ever played in Hawaii. So it'll be a game we played at 8 o'clock on Sunday. East Coast time, 3 o'clock in Honolulu at Aloha Stadium. Fox Sports 1 will have the match against Trinidad and Tobago. I'm sure the women are having a great time on the white sandy beaches of Waikiki. And the U.S. women will be going for their 6th straight appearance in the Olympic Games. That's coming up in February. They'll be playing in Texas, in Houston, and Dallas. They're in a group with Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Costa Rica. Thank goodness it's the women and not the men. That would be a problem if it was the men's team. But women have to get to the final match, and they will qualify automatically. The other groups are Canada. The other group is Canada, Guatemala, Trinidad and Tobago, and Guyana. So looks like U.S., Canada, certainly the favorites there, and then potentially Mexico could get through as well to go to the Olympic Games.
It's a great matchup. I hope that's going to be, you know, a match between the United States and Canada again. They turned out to be a great game not too many months ago, and certainly, you know, the woman game is really excelling. I watch Italian soccer all the time, and some of the Italian players, the women team, they have become the commentary on Italian channel. So
we got Michael back for the last couple moments here. So, Michael, we're just talking about the women's qualifying for the Olympic Games coming up in February. Shouldn't be too much trouble, I think, for the ladies. And they got a big match in Honolulu. Boy, I wish we were able to cover that one live. That would be nice.
I think Joe could tell you something about when the Lancers played at Team Hawaii way back in 1977.
What
an experience.
That's when Mike Stojanovic ate the orchid on the flame. Yeah. That's a story. We'll tell you that story someday. It's a wild. But the first time ever a U.S. national team has played men or women in Hawaii. So let's watch the match. It should be a great contest against Trinidad and Tobago. I'm sure the U.S. will have some great support there from the great people of Honolulu and people of Hawaii. So, Michael, that's about wraps up the show. I want to thank you and have a great holiday. Have a great Thanksgiving. And we will hopefully be talking about we'll be talking about MLS Cup next Monday. I don't know who's going to be in it, but we'll be talking about it, that's for sure.
Gentlemen, have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much at all. Of course, famous last words from me. But enjoy.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass live from New York. And you can hear Michael on our show every Monday night talking about U.S. soccer. And he's the only reporter to be at every MLS Cup final. I'm sure he's hoping for the Red Bulls to be in it this time around so he can just drive over to Red Bull Arena for the final. We also want to thank Pat Onstad and also Ryan Schrupfinger from the Columbus Crew. That's who the Red Bulls will be playing on Sunday in the MLS Cup semifinals. The Crew against the Red Bulls, other match Portland against Dallas. And Ryan is the communications manager for the Columbus Crew. Thank you, Ryan, for setting up that interview. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo on WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, another day.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Good night.
Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass.